Abstract. Western research approaches have historically contributed to the reproduction of the coloniality of knowledge, leading to the marginalization and invisibilization of indigenous epistemologies and ancestral wisdom. In this context, this article analyzes the dialogue between indigenous research methodologies, particularly that of the Inuit people, and the cultivation and nurturing of wisdom and knowledge, Crisak, approach. The study is guided by the question, how are these methodological perspectives articulated in the construction and transmission of knowledge? Methodologically, a qualitative documentary review was conducted, based on the bibliographic analysis of studies addressing traditional knowledge and teaching, learning processes in Inuit territory. Special attention is given to the concept of sila as an integrative principle that reflects the spiritual, cultural, and ecological interconnection with the environment. The findings reveal that Inuit methodology is structured as a cyclical and interdependent process grounded in holistic observation, intuitive practice, relational adaptation, and continuous learning, all oriented toward community survival across biophysical, spiritual, and cultural dimensions. Furthermore, a significant convergence is identified with the Crisak approach, which frames research within the indigenous worldview of feeling, thinking, and acting. It is concluded that the dialogue between these methodologies constitutes an alternative epistemological pathway for the decolonization of knowledge, recognizing the legitimacy of diverse ways of producing, transmitting, and applying knowledge in favor of collective well-being and the continuity of life. Keywords: indigenous methodologies, Inuit people, Crisak, epistemic racism, ancestral wisdom, sila.